been a while since we've talked to Sam Coonrod and his venture into what he hopes to be Major League Baseball. And I guess let's begin there. Tell us, give us an update. Where are you? What are you doing right now?
I'm at spring training with the Giants in Scottsdale with the big league team. Just threw my first bullpen today. Went well. We'll see how it goes from here.
What are they telling you at this point? What are the chances of you advancing in the minor leagues, or are you close enough to even be getting a sniff from the majors?
You know, I talked to Bobby Evans before spring training. He's the general manager. He said I'd get a few appearances here at the big league spring training, and then they would send me to the minor league spring training to get my innings up, because I'm going to start this year like I have been these past few years. So, I mean, I was in Richmond last year, and it's right there. So I just hope to keep getting better, and when the opportunity comes, just be ready.
How many innings have you thrown over the last two or three seasons? I guess it's a case of just eventually building your innings up.
Yeah, if, I mean, guys either start or relieve, obviously, and I would, can't really say whenever I get my chance if I would be a starter or reliever. It's just whatever they need. So whenever I get there, I'll just be ready to do both. But for the innings, I think I threw like 130-something the first year, and then almost 150 last year. So keep building it up.
Have they given you a number to shoot at for this year?
No. It's funny because sometimes it's more about the pitch count. Like I've been taken out through six with like 75 pitches. I got taken out one game last year after the seventh inning. I only threw 71 pitches. And then another time I threw 100 through six. I mean, it's just weird what they do. I don't know. It's hard to tell what they're actually looking at. They keep – I play their hand close to them.
And then, and you are still being projected as a starter eventually?
Yeah. That's the idea right now. But I would do either one. I'm ready to do either one.
Are you looking to develop any more pitches? Have they given you that task yet?
Yeah, I mean, I got the fastball, slider, and changeup. I got a spike curve now, trying to just keep making that more consistent. It's a different look. It's a lot bigger than the slider, so a little slower, too. So it gives everyone a different look.
Yeah, again, walk us through this. A spike curve. Is this the old big jughead curveball from years past?
It's pretty big. It's more like a 1-7. I don't have like straight 12-6 down. I got a 3/4 arm slot, so it's pretty big, and it's I don't know, anywhere from like 76-80.
The key is, are you healthy? That's, I guess that's the biggest question.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm the best shape I've ever been in.
Oh, and that, so no arm problems whatsoever. I mean, we hear from time to time, and it almost seems like it's inevitable with pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, last year I battled bicep tendonitis, but I didn't miss any starts. It's just something you got to deal with whenever you get it. Right now, the arm's great. I'm sure that just like everybody else throughout the year, you run into something every year. It's with everybody. You just don't always hear about it. It's just how much pain can you handle.
Have you given yourself a timetable as to the future, as to how long you want to do this?
Play baseball? Or
Yeah.
I just want to do it until I'm not good anymore. So however long that is.